Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, once again, we bring you the Ocean State Theater Company. Amy Turner is back. Welcome back, Amy.
Always great to be here. Thanks, Mike.
Nice to have you with us again. We're going to be talking about the new season coming in starting this week. We're all excited. The Addams Family will be the first show up. We will talk about that and listen to music from that production. And Morticia is here, the star of the Addams Family, Katie Clark. Welcome, Katie.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Nice to have you with us. Let's find out a little bit about Katie before we get into the show. Katie, are you from New England or New York or Pennsylvania?
I am. I'm originally from a suburb of Boston, Massachusetts.
What town?
Medford.
Medford. We know where that is. We get out of Rhode Island once in a while. So you went to school in Boston or?
No, I grew up there, and I actually went to college out in Indiana, but moved back here, was in New York for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now I'm sort of Boston-based right now, sort of still moving all over the place, so, yeah.
Okay, so Medford to Indiana, back home again in Indiana, and then what drew you to the theater? Was that something that happened in school?
I started as a dancer, and started dancing at a very young age. 3 years old. And when I was in the third grade, about 8 years old, there was a flyer at my dance studio that there was a local community theater doing The King and I, and they needed dancers. So I went and auditioned, and I got in the ballet section. And then, you know, they say got bitten by the bug, and I did. I remember my mother took me to every single show we could go to, whether it be community theater or any tours that came through Boston, and I listened to every musical theater soundtrack I could get my hands on, every movie. I was just hooked. So, yeah, I started taking voice lessons and doing community theater in the, you know, in town. Did it in high school, decided I wanted to do it in college.
Well,
and
then, great.
Yeah, and I've been working pretty steadily, so it's been good.
Well, we're happy to have you here in Rhode Island at the Ocean State Theater. And Amy, a new exciting season starting this week, just a couple days.
A few days, and we'll be off and running, yeah, with actually our fourth season in our Warwick location.
Right, and that's going to be previews this coming Wednesday night for the Addams Family. Previews on Wednesday and Thursday, and then opening night, Friday night. And on from there. And then Sunday, I get to do my Conducting Conversations live again at the theater.
Yeah, we're so excited that we're going to continue that tradition. It really was growing, and we love it. And I think the audience loves it. And I know you have fun, too. So, yes, so once we open on Friday, we'll do a show Saturday night. And then our Sunday matinee is followed by Conducting Conversations live. We bring the cast back out on stage. Of course, you help moderate. And it's a fun way for the audience to ask questions of the cast.
So everyone that's listening tonight can come to the show on Sunday and ask Katie questions about, you know, about Medford.
That's right.
Everything you ever wanted to know.
Or that dress, anyone's ever seen a picture of Morticia Addams.
Oh, is it going to be painted on, or is it going to be?
God hope not.
It's pretty spectacular.
All right.
It's a gorgeous outfit, and she looks amazing.
Now, this is one of those shows, the Addams Family musical. I think that's important to stress, because a lot of people might not realize that it's a musical unless they've seen it on Broadway. Won a lot of awards on Broadway.
Yeah, it was starred Nathan Lane and Bebe Neuwirth, so I think that was really the draw when it first came about. It was a spectacular production, like just over the top with the special effects and all of that, those things that we love about Broadway. It ran for a good long time for a Broadway show, a couple of years, and then they sort of retooled it and fine-tuned the book Made it a little tighter, the funnier, it's shorter, cut some songs, that kind of a thing, and they took it out on tour. It did very, very well out on tour. And then, again, learned a little bit more, tweaked and toned it, and now it's available to theaters like ours to produce. And it's, I don't know, I've really fallen in love with this show. I, of course, remember the sitcoms from the TV show, so that was something that... I'm guessing I watched the reruns. I don't really know. But I remember
well,
the characters.
You're certainly not old enough to have watched it when it was on live.
Amy. Maybe not. But the characters were just so, they just spoke to me. I loved how awkward they were and yet how caring and loving they were. And then for me also, when Raul Julia was like the thing and they came out with the two films. And again, I just thought these characters are so crazy, but they just love each other so much. And that fish out of water thing. And so the musical really, I think, kind of has taken us back and focused on exactly that. You know, don't judge a book by its cover. Family comes in all shapes and sizes. And unconditional love is kind of harder than we think it is.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's get to our first piece of music from the show. Track 3, I think, on a CD. And what is this about?
Well, it's called When You're in Adams. And the show starts with the introduction of the family. Those characters that we know and love, Morticia and Wednesday and Pugsley and Grandma and Fester. But once a year, they raise the ancestors from the dead and have a big party in celebration of family. As Morticia says, family is family, dead or alive.
Ah, the intoxicating spell of the graveyard. Once a year, when the last leaf of autumn falls, we gather to honor the great cycle of life and death. Come, every member of our clan, living, dead, and undecided, and let us celebrate what it is to be an Adams. When you're an Adams, you need to have a little moonlight. When you're an Adams, you need to feel a little chill. You have to see the world in shades of gray. You have to put some poison in your day.
That's the way when you're an Adams.
You need to have a sense of humor. When you're an Adams,
you need to have a taste for death.
About the world outside and what it wants from you. When you're an Adams, you do what Adams always do. When you're an Adams, you gotta have a lot of passion. When you're an Adams,
you need to really love your wife
several times a day.
You're happy when your toes are in the mud. You smile a bit the moment you smell blood.
When you're an Adams,
you need to grab a bow and arrow.
When you're an Adams,
you need a moment to explode.
Just pour a potion,
flip the switch,
and wait till things get hot.
When you're an Adams, you have to really stir the pot.
So keep your sunshine and keep your glee, country music in Tennessee.
Keep your laughter
and MTV,
and all will be alright.
Give us shadows and give us gloom, broken glass in a motel room.
Something fun we can all assume and give it all tonight.
And on this special night beneath our family tree, we summon our beloved ancestors.
From whatever cult now to be up here.
Every cadaver start the palaver once in an Adam's fear.
Cult, you're decaying here. What we're saying, try now to give a
The Addams Family Musical, going to be presented at the Ocean State Theater, just a stone's throw from T.F. Green's Airport on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick, Rhode Island. And that's opening Wednesday and running through October 25th. And if you'd like to get tickets, make sure you go to the website. They have a great website. Amy, that's the best way to get tickets, right? It's very easy.
Absolutely. And there's so much more information about all of the shows that we'll be doing, including our special events, and that's oceanstatetheater.org. And of course, our box office opens every day at noon. So you can either stop by right there on the Jefferson Boulevard location or give us a call at 401-921-6800.
Now, Amy, your role in this show, as it's been in several others, is more than artistic director of the theater. You are the actual director of this production.
Yes, and I get to be the choreographer as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you get triple pay this week.
Well, yeah. We'll say yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. No. But no. But that's a lot of responsibility.
It is. For this show, when I really thought about it, that the music is so incorporated. One of the things that I find so much fun, as we just introduced in that number, kind of anything can happen. And mm-hmm. part of the reason anything can happen is because these characters are just free. Like, they just love and they live and they never apologize, but they deeply care about each other. And then, as we said, they raise their ancestors from the grave. So basically every number can just turn into a production number because you have spirits floating around the house or sure. the graveyard or wherever. And it's such a great vehicle to, in the most literal sense, go to the theater and just have fun, because a musical should be fun, and anything can happen. Because you have ancestors that you can literally put in any single number and it turns into a big party.
I completely agree that musicals should be fun, and that takes care of Miss Saigon. Anyway.
Unless they're deeply moving. And maybe they're both.
It could be, but I'm on the side of having fun. And Katie, this next piece of music is, what's this about as the story progresses?
So Gomez and Morticia have two children, Pugsley and their only daughter, Wednesday. And Wednesday is not the little girl anymore. She's grown up and she's about 17, 18 years old and has found love. And she's not really sure how she feels about that. You know, she's very dark and she has a crossbow and she loves torturing her brother and, you know, they blow things up and she loves gore and she loves, you know, darkness and killing things. And then all of a sudden she's feeling these new feelings, love, and she's not really sure how to handle it. And she feels like she's being pulled in a new direction. This boy has really changed her. And so she sings a song. It's called Pulled, and we see how she reacts to that.
Okay, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Addams Family at the Ocean State Theater.
I don't have a sunny disposition. I'm not known for being too amused. My demeanor's locked in one position. See my face, I'm enthused. Suddenly, however, I've been puzzled. Bunny rabbits make me want to cry. All my inhibitions have been muzzled, and I think I know why. I'm being pulled in a new direction, but I think I like it. I think I like it. I'm being pulled in a new direction. Through my painful pursuit, somehow birdies took root. All the things I detested, impossibly cute. God, what do I do? Mother always said, be kind to strangers. But she doesn't know what they destroy. I can feel the clear and present dangers when she learns that the boy has got me pulled in a new direction. I think I like
it. That was good, that was good.
I think I like it.
Do it again, do it again.
I'm being pulled in a new direction. And this feeling I know is impossible, so I'll confide that I've tried, but I can't let it go. crowds with droopy faces, unicorns with dancing mice, sunrise in wide open spaces, Disney World, I'll go there twice. Butterflies at picnic lunches, bunches of chrysanthemums, lollipops and pillow fights, and Christmas Eve, sugar plums, string quartets and Gia pets, and afternoon banana splits, angels watching as I sleep, and Liberace's greatest hits. They keep insisting, I'll stop resisting. Just watch me fall in a new direction. I should stay in the dark, not obey every spark. But the boy has a fight, better far than his bark. And you bet I'll fight too. Knew what's truly taboo. And I'm pulled in a new direction.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Katie Clark, who is playing Morticia in the Addams Family at the Ocean State Theater. And Amy Turner is here, as usual, as we talk about the productions that are coming. We're going to talk about the whole season in just a few minutes, but I want to get back to Katie, because we talked a little bit about your background, but you're returning to the Ocean State Theater. This is not your first experience, right?
No, this is my third. I'm very happy to be back.
Seasoned veterans from what shows?
I was in 42nd Street, and then I was Adelaide in Guys and Dolls last summer.
Cool. Sit down. You're rocking the boat. All right. Amy, just as a kind of an update, we didn't mention this at the top of the show. We should probably talk about it now. We've got, after the Addams Family, six more productions, five in your regular series, and then a holiday show, right?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about those.
Well, the Addams Family, obviously a great show to do for leading up to Halloween, a great way to kick off our season. Then we're doing a fabulous play. It's an adaptation of the Jules Verne novel, Around the World in 80 Days. Most people know that. This adaptation takes five actors. They play about 37 characters. It's so much fun. We call it the original Amazing Race. It's kind of like a shot out of a cannon comedy that tells a pretty exciting story about traveling around the world. And our holiday show, which comes next, of course not part of our official season, is a musical adaptation of It's a Wonderful Life. It's a really honest, true adaptation for folks that know and love that movie. It follows it very cleanly.
The old Jimmy Stewart movie, right? Yeah.
But we add the music, so there's some really beautiful moments in that. But they're going to feel very familiar to that piece, even though it is adapted as a musical. Mm-hmm. And that plays pretty much the entire month of December, from the 2nd through the 27th. We're going to come back in January with a very, very, very funny show, Breaking Legs, about a Connecticut professor who goes to try and gain support from a student's father and his friends, who may or may not be part of a larger family. They run a restaurant, think Federal Hill. And so, you know, to have these great Italian characters, there's lots of food on the table and a lot of love for the family, both the immediate and the large, deciding, you know, what's good and bad about theater, and you know, how are they gonna, you know, who's gonna go to opening night with them. It's just a great deal of fun. And then we do 1776, opening on February 24th. It's a musical about what it took to really get the Declaration of Independence signed. It's an amazing show, and it's definitely gotten the most buzz from folks that are excited to see it. It's not done a lot. It's very true to the storytelling, but it wraps it up in these great characters. It has a lot of humanity to it, a lot of heart, a lot of humor. And it should be, I think, good for people to actually remember how this country got started.
Absolutely.
We do The Miracle Worker. I think most people are familiar with Helen Keller. I've been talking to people, and a lot of people remember seeing pictures of her on the book jackets, or they've even seen her on TV. And this talks about the family and this six-year-old girl, and what do you do with this child? And they ultimately do find Annie Sullivan, who finds a way to break through. And I think we all know the really exciting and enabling and inspirational story of that. And then we're going to end with, you'll love it, another good old fun musical comedy. Anything goes. Cole Porter music.
Singing, dancing,
showgirls, sailors, a gospel evangelical.
I like the showgirls part.
There's even a quartet in that. So it's just a great, great deal of fun. And three of the shows, although anyone is available, but three of the shows we're really gearing towards our initiative of educational outreach. So there will be student matinees and study guides available if anyone out there is a student or a teacher for Around the World in 80 Days, 1776, and The Miracle Worker, specifically. So if you want to incorporate that into your curriculum, we're ready to have you in our theater.
Give them a call. They'll be happy to help. Let's get to another piece of music from the Addams Family. And Katie, where do we go now as we get to our next chronological event?
Well, now that we know that Wednesday's in love with her new boyfriend, Lucas, they want the families to meet. So this song, One Normal Night, is how Wednesday wants to introduce her family to Lucas's family. And she's pleading with them to just be normal for one night. Because Lucas, his parents are from Ohio and are, quote, normal. And so she's nervous that they might not like the kooky Addams family. So she's begging them to just be just normal people for just one night.
The dark side of the birdcage.
Exactly.
Kind of, yeah. Well, and then the funny thing is Lucas is begging with his parents. Please just be normal.
Right.
They're normal people, not like you, not like me. Please can't we be an average family? One normal night, that's all I want, that's all I need from you. One normal house without a mouse to feed a plant or two. You must admit we're not what people call laid back. So can't we muse a bit and lose the basic black? Whoa, one normal night with normal people on their way. Just one normal night. What do you say?
One normal night.
To be polite, to do the least you can.
One normal eve.
Can you achieve a kind of common man? You have to swear to me, yes, promise to the core. It's almost 6 o'clock, they're almost at the door. On all the Addams ancestors who've ever walked upright. One
wait, this is where I first saw her, Wednesday, with a crossbow, and she looked like Diana the Huntress.
Who?
He's just expressing himself, dear. Expressing is the poet's art. Just simply say what's in your heart.
Lucas, your mother's rhyming again. I say we take a rain check and go back to the hotel.
No! One normal night, no, not one poem, not one inspiring word. One normal scene, complete routine, tonight can't be absurd. Please don't embarrass me or be completely rude. Don't make a fuss about the house, about the food. Oh, one normal night, I know it's big, but can't you see? This one normal night is for me.
Oh, he seems like a nice young man. Not right for each other. What do you mean, not right for each other? Was Napoleon right for Josephine? Was nausea right for Dramamine? Were the 80s right for the drum machine? Who's to say? Who's to say? Was ballet right for Balanchine? Was polio right for the soft vaccine? Were you folks right for the mezzanine? Who's to say? One normal night is a perilous trick. Normal is hard to attain. Children are crazy and parents are quick. Passions are hard to explain. But this is their moment and this is your chance. So if you don't want to remain, start singing.
love, 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 love. Only affairs of the heart. Your turn.
Bringing them love.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
Love.
Right.
Love.
Good. Love lets you spirits depart. So let the normalcy start.
Protect and rally round. Let's aid them.
Don't make an odd remark.
Okay, okay.
Keep undetectable our passion for the dark.
Just as you say.
And then it's paradise right here in Central Park.
In one carnal, in carnal, one
Amy, as usual, the Ocean State Theater always presents its musical with a live orchestra, and that's something that you try to keep going, and it had an event last night that was successful that is geared towards that effort.
Yeah, we do have designated a fund called our Live Music Initiative. It's part of our mission statement. I think that musical theater, part of the art form that is musical theater, includes the live collaboration. And so, you know, you obviously have an audience and you have the cast members, but when you have the dynamic of the orchestra and the pit, mm-hmm. it really is what facilitates the exciting aspect that is every single night, it's a little bit different. It also fulfills our mission where we collaborate with local artists, where we hire local people. You know, there aren't a lot of theaters within this area that do musicals regularly, so it's not necessarily that they're not doing it, it's that there's just kind of this void out there.
Right.
Our musical director is Esther Zabinski. She has a music studio with her sister. A lot of people probably know that last name if they have anything to do with music.
Mm-hmm.
Her whole family is musical, and she's leading the band, as it were, of musicians in the pit every night. So we're lucky to have them. We're lucky that the initiative supports that, and she just does a fantastic job. So the gala last night officially supported our Fund for Artistic Excellence, but part of the fundraising is to we had a very specific fundraising aspect where we asked people to donate to the Live Music Initiative specifically to get microphones that we can use for educational outreach. So, you know, we're always moving through the different initiatives. Our Fund for Artistic Excellence, which really offers us the opportunity to cast independently for every show, the absolute best cast, bringing someone in from New York, housing someone from Boston, and making available local jobs as well with our Live Music Initiative and our educational outreach program as well. So we kind of were able to do a really fun red carpet event. The cast performed a sneak preview, so everybody that was there last night got a great glimpse at what they're about to see. And then we invited the cast out to have dessert and coffee with everyone and before they left. So it's a lot of fun. And if that sounds like fun, look forward to next year, because every September we've sort of turned this into a tradition.
Right, and we'll talk later in the program about some other special events you have coming up. You're going to do something new this year with a concert series. I want to talk about that in a few minutes. Let's get back to the Addams Family, and let's try to get another tune in before we take our next break. Do you want to talk about what that's going to be? I believe it's track number 9 on our CD.
Sure. This song's called Full Disclosure. So once Lucas's parents are there and they've met the Addams family. They decide to have dinner. And after dinner, they've decided to play the game. It's one of Morticia's favorite things to do. And the game's called Full Disclosure, where you take a sip from the sacred chalice and you have to tell something true. And
who knows what's going to happen?
Exactly.
All right. All right. Well, listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
This is the sacred chalice from Adam's family's past. Firm in my digitalis, held fast, die cast. Here in his sweet libation, salvation resides. Feel the sweet sensation revelation provides. Full disclosure, it's a game that we play. Let your darkest secrets give you away. Face your demons and then happily say, I'm playing full disclosure with all these crazy happy people.
Full disclosure,
it's a hell of a thing. Once a favorite of the late Deng Xiaoping. Doesn't matter if you're right or left wing. He loves his full disclosure.
Disclosure, full disclosure, full disclosure.
Disclosure, full disclosure, full disclosure.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Oh, let's hear from Fester, the chalice.
I am in love.
Fester!
You're probably thinking, what could a fat, bald person of no specific sexuality know about love? But I, too, am in love. Fester loves.
Oh, Fester, who is it?
The moon. Full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
Just embrace it and swoon.
Embrace and swoon.
All from grace or fall in love with the moon.
He loves that moon.
Close your sermon with a signature tune.
And call it moon. Disclosure.
Well, wasn't that interesting?
Alice, it's late. Thank you for a very instructive evening.
No, it's my turn.
Wednesday?
Excellent. Wednesday has our full disclosure. The chalice.
Yes, now with a dash of potion, my sister blows her cool. Hopefully in slow motion, she'll drop, she'll drool. One sip of acrimonium, and then she will change. Boy, oh boy, her full disclosure's gonna be strange.
Full disclosure!
What a moment of pride!
La, 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 la.
Now our eldest child can share what's inside.
La, 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 la.
Full disclosure, she's got nothing to hide.
Hooray for full!
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Katie Clark, who is playing Morticia in The Addams Family, and Amy Turner, the artistic director of the Ocean State Theater, and also the director and choreographer, and sometimes ticket taker, and anything else that needs to
whatever
be done.
Whatever needs to get done.
Whatever needs to get done, as usual. There are lots of things coming up at the theater. You reviewed the upcoming shows, but there's a special concert series that I alluded to. What's that all about?
Yeah, so this, we've had a lot of great concerts that we've produced ourselves or that we've partnered with. So
one just a few weeks ago.
One just a few weeks ago.
That was amazing.
Fantastic, an a cappella concert. But so we've announced the return of A Night of Songs from Rodgers and Hammerstein. That'll be our next concert. It's in the month of October. Go to the website for all the dates and details. And then we're actually doing a collaboration. We recognize that we had quite a few OSTC alumni that were RIC, Rhode Island College graduates. So in also in October, we're doing a concert featuring our OSTC alumni from RIC, the college, from Rhode Island College. So wow. That'll be celebrating new composers and sort of the new classics that are coming out and about. And then pretty shortly after that, I'll tease it and let everybody know. We have two more concerts that we're going to be announcing in very short order. One will be an evening with Jessica Wagner, who was our Eliza in My Fair Lady. So I know so many people complimented her on her unbelievable voice. Mm-hmm. So she's coming to OSTC to do a benefit concert for us. And Ida Zecca will be back in December to do a holiday concert. Again, a lot of people remember they saw her Estrogen and Tonic one-woman show. So she'll be back as well. So that's really exciting. It will continue after the year. We'll be rolling out these dates. So I definitely encourage everybody, like us on Facebook or check out the website, oceanstatetheater.org. And then, of course, we'll be announcing our Family Fun Fest, which is our shows geared towards the little ones in your life. And we're going to introduce a actual cabaret series in our lobby, not a piano bar, but a cabaret, the Art of Cabaret. We'll be rolling that initiative out as well. So there's a lot of stuff happening, but right now the focus is on Rodgers and Hammerstein music.
Wow. There's always something going on at the theater. So the good news is there's always something going on to entertain your audience. The bad news is that means that you work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
With an amazing staff to support everything we do.
Well, let's get back to the Addams Family. And Katie, what are some of the things that you enjoy and like about this and makes this an interesting production?
Well, the show is kooky and fun and weird. And this family, the Addams Family, they are weird. But what I love about them is that they love each other so much. As weird as they may appear on the outside, what's really inside is this wonderful, loving family. There's no judgment. There's nothing negative. They really respect each other and accept every single weird and kooky and abnormal thing about each other. And so that's something that's really drawn me to the piece. I come from a very weird and unusual family.
Probably not as weird.
No, not as weird, but strange and fun, and we always laugh. And so I think that that's what's drawing me to the piece, is that it's something I can relate to. That no matter what happens and the hard times each family goes through, there's that love, that unconditional love that goes beyond everything.
And they don't understand that everyone isn't like them, right? They just presume that everybody's the way they are. Is that kind of part of the story?
I think they understand that they're not like everybody else, but they don't see it as a negative. They don't see it as they would accept the other family. They would never judge the other family, or they would never, you know, judge them for not being like them. And that's what's lovely. There's no judgment. It's just, oh, you want to wear color? That's great. I'm going to wear black, but go ahead and wear color, you know? So it's just this wonderful, you know, freedom. And I think that what they're having a hard time with is that, you know, Gomez is so happy that his daughter has found love, but at the same time he's sad because he's losing his little girl.
I think
a lot of people can relate to that. You know, Morticia is very much against, not so much against her daughter getting married, but she was against not knowing. And then at the heart of that, once again, I think she's sad to let her little girl grow up, you know, and I think there's a lot of people out there who can relate to that.
Okay, and that brings us to this next song.
Which is Happy Sad, happy/sad. And I think that the beauty of this is we'll all be better people, we'll be better husbands, wives, friends, parents, if we can accept that everything comes with two sides of it. And happiness can also be accompanied by sadness. And that's okay, because that's life, and we can enjoy them both.
Right and wrong, who's to say which we should refuse? All we know, love survives either way we choose. Here you are at the edge, go ahead and fall. Don't resist, I insist, love still conquers all. It even conquered you, my little Attila. You're growing up.
And you're cool with that?
Yes.
And no, I'm feeling happy, I'm feeling sad, a little childish, a little dad. I think of all the days you've known, all the ways you've grown. See you on your own, and then I'm feeling happy and sad again. I think I'm rested, but then I'm tired. Today requested, tomorrow fired. And now a boy says he adores she who once was yours. How can I ignore such news? I'm sad and happy, why should I choose? Life is full of contradictions. Every inch a mile. At the moment we start weeping, that's when we should smile. In every heaven you'll find some hell, and there's a welcome in each farewell. Life can be harsh, the future strict. Who would dare predict? And the boy you've picked, not bad. So let's be happy, forever happy. Completely happy. And a tiny bit sad.
The Addams Family. Certainly something I'm looking forward to. And, you know, Katie, it's getting close, just a couple days until the preview, and does that ever get you a little bit anxious? I won't say nervous, because, but is there an anxiety, or are you pretty comfortable in your skin?
This is the week that I love, because I finally get the last piece of the puzzle, which is the audience.
There you go.
They always say that the audience is the last character to show up in rehearsal, because they're the ones that you really need to, you know, you feed off of, you judge jokes based on the audience. A lot can change once you get an audience in. And I'm just a ham. I love getting, you know, applause and laughter, so.
And this is a very broad strokes comedy, very vaudevillian. I mean, there's a lot of sight gags. There's a lot of wordplay. It's full out comedy. And the timing of that really doesn't ever land until you have the audience. I mean, we're cracking up in rehearsals.
Right.
But there's some sight gags and some wordplay that, you know, you have to really wait for that audience to tell you, how long is that hold?
Right.
Is this going to stop the show, or are we just pretending?
Right. Well, it's not a showstopper, but it sure slows it down a lot.
Yeah.
But it's a big production. There's lots of scenes that are going to be singing and dancing and frivolity, and that's a great thing. If you'd like to get tickets, make sure you go to the website, which is
OceanStateTheater.org, O-R-G.
Or you can call the phone number.
Yep, the phone number is 401-921-6800. We open the box office every day, Monday through Saturday at noon. Sundays when there's a show, we also open at noon. And of course, come down to 1245 Jefferson Boulevard and peek your head in and say hello and see everything great that's going on. And, you know, and we hear all the time for people that haven't been, it's very easy to get to. It's less than a mile off I-95. We have free parking right on site. So, you know, it's really a convenient place to come and see a show. Comfortable seating, Every seat is a good seat in the house. You've sat in many
of
them.
Absolutely. I've purposely gone and sat in the very last back row corner, and you can hear and see everything great. It's a perfect theater for someone to just enjoy a show no matter where you're sitting. But if you want to get the full flavor, go ahead for the better price tickets right up front there.
The chairman of our board, he loves the front row.
Yeah.
And I prefer between 5 and 8 rows back. That's like the sweet spot for me.
Yeah.
But if there's any mobility issues, there's plenty of seats where you can just, without any impediment, come straight in from the parking lot right to your seat.
And
with a few steps, there's still some really great seats.
Well, actually, if you're in a wheelchair, you can wheel.
No. Yeah, there's a whole row where there's absolutely no impediment, but then there's easy steps that open up a few more.
Right.
But the steps really allow for the you're always looking over the person in front of you. You're never going to look at the back of a head.
Right. You don't have to worry about the woman with the big hat.
Or the gentleman who's 6'4".
Right, with the afro. But all right, well, Katie, I want to thank you for coming in today. It was great to see you again and have you be with us on Conducting Conversations. We wish you all the best in this show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I look forward to seeing you Friday night for opening, and then a week from tonight for the Conducting Conversations. And I'll try to think of some tough questions to ask you.
All right.
And you can ask me questions too that day if you want.
I can do that. I'll be the one in the plunging neckline.
So will Mike.
I'm going to be wearing my tight dress. Amy, great to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We have one more tune to go, and this is a big production number two, I imagine, called The Tango.
Tango de Amor, because anyone who's familiar 80 years later with any of the Addams Family knows that Gomez is madly in love with Morticia, and so why not dance about it?
There you go. That'll be great. We'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.